Welcome home, handsome. You're finally here. Oh, what's with that look? You seem very surprised. Oh, come on. Is it really that surprising that I am here? I mean, hello. You know you shouldn't be. Who do you think am I? I mean, I have been your best friend since I remember, so of course, I know a way or two to get into your place without you knowing, silly. Oops. That must have sounded a bit creepy, but I know you don't mind anyway, yeah? I mean, I have known since long ago that you don't really carry your front door keys with you, and so when I noticed the big flower pot right on the front door, I knew I just needed to check what's under there, and so I found what I knew I would, and so here I am chilling. Well, if I didn't find the key there, you know I would still find another way to get in, right? As you can see, I have made myself pretty comfortable here in your bed while waiting, and I hope you don't mind. I have also made my way right into your kitchen and got some snacks. Found this light salted chips, though. I would prefer something like spicy barbecue or anything that has stronger flavors, but knowing you, you like the most plainest of all the flavors, so I didn't really expect to find any of it. And yeah, I was right. Well, I guess this would do for now. Actually, I've already finished like one bag of it, but yeah, I guess I'm gonna open this a bit later. Oh, come on. What are you talking about? Well, I guess you're not that wrong. I mean, I have decided to maybe barge in here in the future a bit often. So I'm thinking if maybe you could prepare or have something ready for me that I like? Or maybe not. What do you think? I wonder if that's too much. Well, I think about coming over maybe thrice or twice a week, like on Wednesdays or Fridays, and maybe weekends too, or maybe just weekends then, since I don't want to seem very annoying and bother you so much in your free time. But honestly, I would love to be here every day, since I was used to seeing you at least once a day back in the uni. I mean, why do you have to be a bit older than me? I mean, it's kind of sad that you're a year ahead of me. You just finished college last semester and finally moved out from my next door, and here I am still stuck in my last year in college, alone and missing my body. Oh, maybe I could just move in here and then maybe we can just split the bills and stuff. But oh yeah, I'm still a dependent, jobless college student in my early 20s, so I just end up being a freeloader anyways. And I'm aware that I'm a bit handful and annoying, so it might not be a good idea for you to...
Wait, what? Oh, what did you say? What did you just say? I mean, you really don't think that I'm just a bit annoying, huh? You think I'm the most annoying? Well, if it's coming from you, then I guess I won't complain. But don't you think my cuteness is overwhelming my annoying side? I mean, don't you feel a bit honored that
this adorably cute but annoying girl is your best friend.
Huh? Really? Not at all.
That's what you get for being so mean.
You're just being honest, really. Don't...
Okay, don't give me back that pillow. Don't throw it back, okay?
Oh, come on. I know you're just kidding, right?
Silly. Well, how was your day? You seem pretty exhausted.
What do you mean because of me? I just got here not long ago. I mean, you always complain about feeling tired and exhausted anyway, so my bad.
That was a silly question of mine.
Well, I mean if you put it that way, if you say that I'm making you feel exhausted when I just got here, doesn't that sound like something in a different direction? like you doing...
Oh, what was that for?
Do you really need to flick my forehead for that?
Oh, sorry. I guess my mind has been pretty dirty and hey, to be fair, that's because of you. I mean, you were always the one who make fun about that kind of stuff.
Oh, another one.
I see. Well, anyway, forget about the dirty stuff. I mean, actually, the main reason I am here is because I have a favor to ask you. I tried calling you this past few days, but you never pick up the phone. I also went to your workplace before I decided to come over here, but they said you already left, and so I didn't have any other choice but to come over here, even though I was not quite sure if you're coming home or what time you will be here. And we haven't seen each other for weeks now, so I guess that's also the reason why I decided to show up. I missed you. You always seem so cold, but I know very well that you miss me too, don't you?
Aye, stop acting cool, you silly. I mean, I've already seen almost, if not all, sides of you, and I know behind that pretty cold face of yours is actually someone who cares. Someone who cares about me, I should say.
Yeah, I'm very confident about that.
Oh, I almost forgot.
Here, let me get stuff.
Okay. Oh, here is it. I'm handing you the hard copy first. I'm still looking for the flash drive. Give me a second. So, my favor is, I wanna know what you think about my thesis paper. I have finished it, I think, and I want you to see first and let me know what you think and what I need to change or work on about it, as you know, letting the research advisor check it first can be quite scary. They...
What? No? No, right off the bat, really?
Really? You know that is the very first page, right?
Oh, no, not the title too.
I mean, this is quite embarrassing. Oh, look, the first page looks so bloody with all your corrections already. You say my research statement is not very strong, as well as the argument. Oh, this is really bad. Oh. Do you think there's still some hope? Even just a bit? You really can see a lot of flaws in this. I mean, no wonder your research thesis was recognized as the best in your batch, and I'm so worried now. I might fall even more behind here and end up not graduating this year because of this. You know how much of a big requirement this is? Oh, the flash drive here. Oh, wait! You're gonna help me edit it. You mean right now on your computer? I mean, wow! Thank you, really. I'm really so lucky to have you, but are you sure you're fine with this? I mean, I know you're tired and stuff.
No, of course, I want you to help. I was just kidding.
Okay. I need to work on that, and yeah, I see. I'm gonna take down some notes, I guess. This is really awful. I mean, I really appreciate you doing this, you know. I'm just so bad with almost everything. I almost feel like I don't deserve you. How's mom? Oh, she's doing just fine. You know her. Always busy with work, and I can't really ask her help for this. I mean, yeah, I know you're busy too, but I guess you're fine with this.
Oh, sorry, my bad. I mean, she knows I'm here. I told her I'd ask your help for my thesis, and she trusts you, and so I don't think it'd be a problem if I get home late, or maybe if it's gonna be tomorrow, I'd still be fine, as she won't really look for me when she gets home anyway. She's just gonna be too tired and head straight to bed. What about you? I mean, how's life living by yourself so far? Is job fun at all? And are you somehow seeing someone?
Oh, actually, one of the reason I decided to come over here too is because I heard from your old classmates. Oh, well, I'm not sure, so I want to hear it directly from you, but is it true that you're dating someone from your workplace?
I mean, not that I care. I mean, yeah, I won't be surprised, I guess. I mean, you have the looks, and a lot of girls back in the uni fantasizes about being your girlfriend, though you didn't give anyone a chance. But guess it's different now. Maybe you really have changed. changed since the last time.
Maybe this is also the reason why you haven't been contacting me this past few weeks, and no matter how many times I give a call, you never answered.
I guess you're really are in a relationship now, yeah? Does she come over here too?
Well, of course she does. She's your girlfriend after all, and most likely she have slept in your bed too.
Oh, maybe she'll be here tonight too, and I don't want to ruin your relationship with her seeing me here. So I guess I might just have to leave. I'm gonna pack my things. Sorry to bother you. I'm gonna head home, okay?
What? Oh yeah. You still have my flash drive. I'm gonna get that now.
What do you mean?
No, I'm definitely fine. Cry? Me?
I guess I just sound like I'm about to cry, but rest assured, this is just tears of joy, okay? I mean, I'm really happy for you. I'm happy that you finally got yourself a girlfriend. I mean, congratulations. Yeah. I guess I'm gonna head home now. Okay.
Why are you like this? And don't do this. I mean, if you're gonna give me a hug like this, I'm not gonna be able to hold back myself and say things that I shouldn't say. I'm really so bad at this. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to be feeling like this. I mean, you already call yourself a girlfriend, so I don't think it's still appropriate for me to say stuff now. But yeah, I'm really happy for you. I don't know if I should still say this, but I have been holding this back for so long now. I just really don't know when I'm supposed to say this. I mean, I've always been the popular guy in school, even back in high school and in uni, and I was just there. I don't even know if my presence is being appreciated. And one time, remember when I asked you if you would ever fall in love with someone, you said that. You said that you would never, and we even talked about what your ideal girl is like, and as I listened to you saying, it was not me at all. I don't know. I mean, you can do so much better, I know. And I don't want to hold you back from it. And I'm also just so scared. I'm so scared that if I tell you how I truly feel, I'll just end up pushing you away. I cherish our relationship, and I'm so happy that I'm your best friend. I'm so lucky to have you and stuff, and if I tell you about how I truly feel, it might push you away from me. And I've always been scared about that. And I don't even know if you feel the same, so I don't know. But I guess I should just tell you now. This is bothering me so much, and I've been missing you so much too, and this is just kind of frustrating, but I love you. Can I just keep hugging you like this? I mean, don't let go. I'm so embarrassed, okay? I've always loved you. I just didn't know when to say it. And I was so scared. And especially now, I know there's no chance at all. I mean, even if you're not dating anyone, I know you wouldn't look my way anyways. But I just can't really hold this back anymore. I don't know if tomorrow everything's still gonna be the same. I don't know, I'm so scared. You feel the same way too. I'm not just dreaming, am I? I mean, this is so surprising. I don't think your feelings are the same for me. I'm not dreaming, am I? Ow! What was that for? Yeah, that hurts. I guess I'm not dreaming since I felt that. But I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm so happy that you feel the same, but didn't you just say that you were dating? That you're dating someone? And you never said that. Oh, was it just all in my head then? Oh my god. I don't know. I mean, I'm so happy. You can see I have a chill. I feel so love me too. I never expected this. I guess it's just so... This is making me feel so happy, but I still can't stop crying. I mean... This is so... I guess... I guess... Oh, we're girlfriend and boyfriend now? I mean... Yeah? Yeah? Oh! I can't believe this. I really can't believe this. Oh, I need to calm myself down. I'm so happy. Oh my god. So, since we're on now, can I ask something? Can I finally call you my love? I mean, I have been... Yeah, I've always wanted to call you like that for so long, but... I can finally... Can I kiss you?